Daryl Allen. I'm here at the Fellowship of Christian Magicians Conference that's being held the September 22nd, 23rd weekend in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're at the Sheridan Christian Center, and I'm here with Steve Varro. Steve, how are you this afternoon?
Doing great.
Well, how are you liking the conference? What's your overall take of it? We've already heard your lecture and a few other things. And by the way, it was excellent. I was really getting some new tips for my own performances.
Thank you, Daryl. I appreciate that. I think the conference has been well run. It's a smaller conference this year, but I think that only has to do with the fact that they haven't had a yearly conference for several years. But now that people know about it, I think that each year is going to get bigger and better.
I agree. And I happen to have come up from Dallas, learned about it at the Texas Association of Magicians, ran into Doug Anderson and had some promotional brochures there. So that's how I made my way up here. Plus, my cousin and her husband were former pastors of the location where we're at the Sheridan Christian Center. And so I see that this being a really fine partnership. I'm hoping to grow the Dallas area. Do you have any words of encouragement for our Dallas members?
Well, don't get discouraged if it starts out slow. This is an organization that grows primarily by word of mouth. And so you may have 3, 4, 5, 6 members to start with. But as they go out and share their ministry with other people, you're going to end up finding that more and more people are going to become interested, and you'll end up having a group, hopefully, of 15, 20, 30 people.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We look forward to your continued success, and hopefully we'll be able to have you come down to Dallas someday at a conference like this.
I look forward to that, Daryl. That'll be a great time. I look forward to it.
All right. Next, we're going to be talking with some other members here. Dale Wilson, and he's a former international president of the Fellowship of Christian Magicians also. We've already spoken with Steve. And so we'd like for you to tell our listening audience here a little bit about the conference here and what your views are, your kind of recap of what's been going on, and also give a little word of encouragement for our members that were with the with the chapter that we're trying to develop in Dallas area. So, if you will, Dale?
Well, if it work out, I'd like to be down there with you sometime and maybe do that or do a lecture for
That'd
you.
That'd be great.
But what we have here in Tulsa area, we've named it the Green Country Chapter of the Fellowship of Christian Magicians. And most of our regional membership chapters like this, some have as few as 3 people that get together once a month, sometimes in the house or something, and sometimes they'll have 10 or 12. We have been blessed. We will run 25 plus on each month. We meet once a month. This is the first year that we've had a regional conference in probably about 15 years. We used to have one every year. And with people coming and going, we were so busy we didn't do it, we decided we were going to do one. And from my point, it's been an outstanding conference. This church has been just so good to welcome us in. We did a program for them at the night, and we have ongoing lectures throughout the day. One side is usually all magic. Down the other side, we have puppets, ventriloquism, balloons, or whatever, you know, other variety arts that we have within the organization. But I'll tell you what, it builds me up personally, and I know it does the same thing to everybody else. We just encourage each other. We have every night we have a theme, and we build a gospel or a trick around that theme, you know, present something. It may be ropes, or it may be silk scarves, or could even be cards or anything with a gospel presentation. Or we have, like, John 14:6 here, I think was last month, to present a gospel or a trick or something using that gospel. So, anyway, we just have a great time of fellowship and fun. So, everybody just hardly wait to get to the next meeting. That's what it is, you know.
And that's what having a club, a convention, a conference, that's what it's all about. Get together and learn together. We appreciate you guys having this. I'm coming up from Dallas, obviously, but I'm really getting more interested in helping our chapter in Dallas form. And
we want to help you.
We really do appreciate that very much. back at the Fellowship of Christian Magicians Conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I'm here with the president of the Green Country Fellowship of Christian Magicians, based here in Tulsa. They're the host of this event. And I'm here with the president, Tim Ward. Tim, how are you?
I am doing phenomenal. Thank you for coming.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I've come up from Dallas because I'm trying to help establish our Dallas chapter, and I came to see what this was all about up here. I know what conventions are about, I know all this other things, but I wanted to see what influences I might could receive, and I know a lot of my fellow magician, Christian magicians back in Dallas would like a little encouragement as we move on. So tell me some of the things that you guys do up here and the things that you faced for this conference, and what you foresee going on in the future.
Wow, that's a lot. But well, as far as what things that we have that we do every month, we're really blessed up here with a pretty large membership. From my understanding, other groups around the country average about 8 or 9 on every meeting. We average about 25, 26. And they're, the number one thing that I think is makes our group so successful is the individual members. They're not competing against each other. They're not fighting. They're not hiding things that they actively love magic, and they love each other, and they're willing to share secrets. And if somebody's having a problem, they're willing to take time to help develop that person, which it, in turn, it just kind of feeds into the whole club and makes everybody more responsive. And it's amazing. As far as down in Dallas, I'm sure we even have guys that would go down there and try to help out. It's just been an amazing experience. So was your question about as far as what we've encountered with this conference?
Yeah, kind of some of the things that you've, well, not necessarily the problems or anything, but just how you got able to get everybody organized and pull this thing off.
Wow.
Let me ask this. How long has this been in planning? How long has this been kind of going on like that?
Actually, not as long as you might think. Probably about 6 or 7 months. We just kind of, I took over about 6 or 7 months ago, and a guy told me that we used to have them here every year, and I've never been a part of one. But I've had experience putting together conferences, and so we thought, well, we'll just run with it, see where we go.
So, rookie running the thing, and I will tell you, it's not being run like a rookie had started off. This has been a very well-run conference. I've enjoyed myself quite immensely.
Oh man, thank you. I really appreciate that. We was really trying to provide as much as what we could, and honestly, we were we weren't worried about, because we know we have some good quality people. A lot of the instructors you have are people that are actually part of our club here, and so we knew that. But we were kind of worried about finances and things like that. Those are some hurdles we had to overcome on that. But other than that, it's went real well.
Well, Tim, I really appreciate your hospitality and having me here this weekend. I've really enjoyed the conference. And any other words of encouragement for our Dallas guys as we start trying to get the ball rolling?
Man, I would, my encouragement would say just do. Just trust in what you're, what the Lord is telling you to do, and in the vision that He's given you. And don't worry about the obstacles, because, you know, the Bible says that those obstacles are periods of when God's trying to refine us to get what He wants. And sometimes we don't always see where we're supposed to go, or even understand it, or we don't even get to where we thought we were supposed to go, but God's in control, and just do it. Just have fun.
All right. Thank you very much. And we'll come back to our interviews that we're going to have with a couple more guys, and we'll wrap everything up from here at the Fellowship of Christian Magicians Conference here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Sheraton Christian Center.
Glad to be able to.
So I found out about the conference when I was at the TAOM convention earlier this September, and seeing Doug Anderson there and a few others. And so tell me what your part was in this weekend, and also what you, I know this is the first one they've had in a while. They used to have these. So what would you like to see happen with regional meetings like this?
Well, to answer immediately, as far as regional meetings, I'd like to see them grow and impact people. We have the international convention every year, but not everybody can come to that. And so those that cannot can really benefit from these for a number of reasons. Number one, because a lot of the people who put on these regionals are very high quality people. This Oklahoma group is incredible. And so anybody who's close to this would really benefit from coming. As far as the individuals, the individual meetings, they're great. I've been to this Oklahoma meeting three or four times. I used to live in southeast Kansas, and I'd come down for it then. I now live in Phoenix, Arizona. And so when I was invited to come, it's really a great opportunity to see old friends and meet new people and have an opportunity to share. And the quality of this group is phenomenal. Each of the performers is top rate. And so I encourage people really to support this because of the group that's already working, but also from what they'll get out of it themselves.
All right, now real quickly, speak to what happened Friday night, because I know you were a part of that.
Well, Friday night was our grand evening program. I was really privileged to be the MC that night. And there were eight different performers, seven or eight, and everybody did a great job. And it was open to the public, and each one shared magic or ventriloquism, did an outstanding job of demonstrating their skills and their abilities, involving the audience, and proclaiming the message of Christ.
And that was a really well-received show, I could tell by the public that had come in, not other magicians and all.
Right.
I could tell the whole audience really enjoyed it. Now I want you to speak to us trying to grow our Fellowship of Christian Magicians chapter in Dallas. Give us a little word of encouragement for the guys who are trying to get this thing going.
Well, for the core group that's going, you know, God bless you and keep up the good work. For people who are interested and just starting, it is a great place to get together, to learn from each other. So the spectrum, whether you're a quote-unquote old pro or just a new beginner, and when I say new beginner, I'm talking about kids, teenagers, or younger, to people who are like you and me, well, maybe not you, but me, that's been around for a long time, there's a great opportunity to gather together and to learn from each other. And the thing that impresses me is that it doesn't matter how long you've been doing magic or ventriloquism or whatever, you've got something to share. And as you share, then you'll receive blessings yourself and you'll learn from other people. Maybe just doing the same trick. But if you're doing it and you see the way other people do it, it can really polish your performance.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for speaking with me this afternoon. I'm going to take this back to Dallas and just get a fire lit under everybody. And I'm thinking you're going to see good things come from us. And I appreciate the work that I know you've done in the past.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing something in Dallas. Now, let me tell you this. I used to work for American Airlines. At the time, it was America West. Now it's went through U.S. Airways. Now it's American Airlines. When I retired from them, I can fly for free. So I can fly to from Phoenix to Dallas. Won't cost a thing. And so I'd love to come down and see what work you're doing and help you in any way possible.
Well, you know, you're going to be taken up on that invitation.
All right, great.
I appreciate it.
All
Thank
right,
you very
that's
much.
Great.
Well, that was Lynn Camp, and we are really going to have a good time on this break. It's going to be some great time. So there you have it. That was my report from the Fellowship of Christian Magicians Conference. That was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I hope you enjoyed my little compilation of all these interviews, and I am looking forward to when we can robust and growing Fellowship of Christian Magicians Club meeting in Dallas. Thanks, and we'll talk to you guys very soon.